Baco House History. The Black Awareness Cultural Organization House, also known as Baco House, is located on the southern part of campus, just behind the library and heating plant. Known as the Cottage, it was built during the summer of 1889 at the cost of $550 and included a cellar, a cistern, and an outhouse. It was Cornell's infirmary until 1923, and then it was home to various Cornell faculty and employees, until it eventually became the residence of Cornell's night watchman. In March of 1969, the college administration handed the cottage over to the Afro-American Society of Cornell, and it became the Black Student Center. The creation of the Black Student Center was a response to the old SEM takeover of 1968, which was prompted by students' frustration over the administration's inaction regarding inequalities on campus. Early in the morning, on October 17th, 30 student demonstrators gained entrance to Old SEM and barricaded themselves inside. Student leader Doyle Raglan issued a Black Liberation Handbill that included the group's demands for greater representation in the curriculum, the faculty, and the selection of campus speakers. A central demand was the creation of a Black Activities Center, open to the general public and directed by a council of students in Guildhall or a new building, preferably designed by a Black architect. The college opted to use an on-campus building instead. The cottage by Ink Pond was considerably smaller than Guildhall, but it served an important function as a meeting place for the Students for Black People, known as SFBP, and also as a social gathering point. One early member, Odell McGee, class of 74, recalls, "For a long time, they wouldn't allow us to have a Black house. The students threatened to strike. A lot of students came from all over the country and needed a place. People didn't do well if they didn't have a place they could go and connect. The Black students at the house had a place to meet and discuss. It was utilized by those who felt a great need to get away and relax for a little time." In 2010, Baco moved out of the Baco House and into a larger building that Cornell had recently acquired. The former Baco House currently sits locked and unused, awaiting a new use for the space. Baco's new home is called Armstrong House, after Frank Armstrong, class of 1900, the first African-American to graduate from Cornell College.